Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I know I failed you all. We are still changing our clocks twice a year. This is ridiculous. It's 20 flipping 23, and we are still doing clock changes to conserve coal for World War One and World War Two. It makes no sense to me. Now, I know some of you are like, shh, we get an extra hour of sleep. I got to admit, I do like that. I like getting the extra hour of sleep. I love standard time. What we're going to switch to is actually what I prefer. I like it being lighter when I wake up and then darker earlier so that we go to bed earlier and we wake up earlier. Standard time, I've always felt better. And interestingly, multiple medical associations prefer standard time. But I got to tell you, I just pick one. Even if it has to be savings, just we have got to stop changing our clocks twice a year. So this Sunday, we're changing our clocks again. 2 in the morning, the clocks change. And I've told you, I usually get the brunt of it. While the whole country, with the exception of Arizona, Hawaii, are excited and celebrating that they get an extra hour of sleep, 2 years in a row, I was on call. So my 36-hour shift turned into a 37-hour shift. Because once one turned to two, and then 2 a.m., I had to go back to 1 a.m. while everybody got an extra hour of sleep, I had to do an extra hour of work. It was horrible. So even the extra hour of sleep can, you know, ruin somebody's night. So where are we now? Why are we still doing it? Well, as I talked about earlier in the week, we have a law called the Uniform Time Law. This followed multiple other congressional and presidential changes, I guess, when it came to the time change. Benjamin Franklin had, back in the 1700s, I think 1784, talked about how you could save on candles if you change when you wake up, making more use of nature's early light. Never said we had to be doing biannual time changes all the way till 2023, but he had written, you know, this paper, An Economical Project for Diminishing the Cost of Light, explaining this. It was an essay for Parisians, because he was, you know, he really liked Paris, and he was trying to show, you know, Parisians that he knows the stuff, and maybe Paris, the whole city of Paris, asked Benjamin Franklin how to save some money. So he said, well, rather than waking up at 8 a.m., maybe we should wake up a little earlier when the sun starts earlier, right? The time changes, climate changes. Why don't we change the time we wake up? Well, during World War One, Germany started daylight savings time. And then President Woodrow Wilson signed it into law in 1918 to conserve coal during the Great War. It was repealed after the war. Then in 1942, FDR said, well, conservation's needed, so let's do wartime again. So after World War II, we had no federal law maintaining the time change. States could do what they wished. So by 1966, Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Uniform Time Law. That decreed that daylight saving time, began on the last Sunday of April to end the last Sunday of October. This later got changed in 2005 to the Energy Policy Act, legislated by 2007, where we switched it from the second Sunday of March to the first Sunday of November. Arizona and Hawaii don't convert. They got themselves out of it. But for all of us other states that every year put forth legislation to just pick one time, California wants daylight saving time year-round. Nevada will follow California because of the tourism. They want daylight saving time. Some states, daylight standard time. But I have a whole list that I have on my Twitter and Facebook of my article that you could see what your particular state is doing. I don't think Nevada submitted it this time around. They submit it every legislative session. But the states can't do what they want to do until the Uniform Time Act gets repealed. So, House Bill 1561 does that. It wants states to observe year-round daylight saving time. Senate Bill 582, or the Sunshine Protection Act, also asked to repeal daylight the Uniform Time Act in order to allow daylight saving time. Now, you know, some of you will say, didn't we try to do this before? Well, in the 1970s, daylight saving time permanently, no time change was attempted on January 7th, 1974. Bad day to do that on because it lost a lot of popularity due to the dark, cold morning hours. Remember, during daylight standard time, we shift earlier. So when they moved to daylight saving time, it was darker later. There was an increase in accidents. And so 2 years later, Congress passed a new bill and President Ford restored the twice yearly time change. And so here we are 50 years later going, come on, can we do something about this? So I'm telling you right now, all the states, I think every state except the ones who are affected by it, like Hawaii and Arizona, have put forth some sort of legislation to change what's going on. But the reason why it's not going through is we need Congress and Senate to act. Now, the Senate last year did unanimously pass the Sunshine Protection Act. Unanimously. We're talking Republicans and Democrats in last year's Senate agreed unanimously. But the House, apparently the House bill, it sat. And so here we are now, still changing our clocks. 1-877-DOCTELLA, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a question that I've been getting probably for most of my professional career is how to diagnose autism, how to diagnose Asperger. Patients will ask, you know, how do I know if I or a family member have it? Many people think they do have it. And when Elon Musk, I believe Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live, and I think he had said he was the first person to ever host Saturday Night Live with Asperger's. I didn't see the episode, but I read that that's what he had said. You have many people who connect with Elon Musk, think he resembles their method and styles of tweeting, of, you know, social interactions. And so more and more people are thinking they have Asperger's. So it's definitely worth the conversation. Asperger's is pretty common. I think it's 1 in 200 people now. Men affected more than females, but many famous people have discussed them having Asperger's. Not only Elon Musk, I think Dan Aykroyd, Daryl Hannah. There's been some talk that maybe Einstein might have had it. Andy Warhol, let me see, Susan Boyle, remember from Britain's Got Talent, Courtney Love, Dan Harmon, let me see if I can look up anybody else. Sir Anthony Hopkins has admitted that he has mild Asperger's. So it's fascinating when you see people who have been idolized, people who are extremely talented, and I love it when famous people and celebrities come out and are open about it, because I can't stand it when I hear Asperger's discussed as a disorder, as a developmental disorder. Because you almost wonder if those who are on the autism spectrum or those who have Asperger's are actually gifted. They have a gift with it. And so we need to get away from that, but we're not going to, because having Asperger's could allow people to get Social Security benefits. Having any range of autism or Asperger's could provide you protections under the Americans with Disabilities Act. And so while many of us doctors or family members of people with autism and Asperger's are trying to say, look, you know, don't be saying they're bad or ill or have a disorder, they have gifts. On the other end, you have many individuals, you know, wanting to embrace the disability aspect to give those with severe autism or severe Asperger's assistance. So it's kind of a fine line. So how do you know if you might have Asperger's? So when you look at some of the definitions, it's very easy to I could think of the majority of people I know with symptoms such as this. Do we need to diagnose them with Asperger's or autism? No. But now that society is changing, I think the number might go up, because a big part of Asperger's is how you connect with other people socially. So if everybody is like, I don't know, yay, Starbucks is the best thing since sliced bread, let's all go to Starbucks, and let's all, I don't know, pray to the Teletubbies, who knows, whatever, and you're like, excuse me, I really don't agree with what society's doing right now, does that mean you have a disorder? Or does it mean you have individuality? You have your own way of thinking? Well, by definition, Asperger's is a part of the autism spectrum, and it became kind of, I think back in 2013, part of this umbrella diagnosis, and people with Asperger's may display behavior, interests, and activities that might differ from others. And so one sort of symptom they say is social awkwardness. You may come off as socially awkward. Now, many people feel they don't like certain social situations. So you walk into a party. People are drinking beer bongs, smoking pot, passing around a bong that looks like a body part, a male body part. And they go, dude, come on, let's do some blow. And you're like, no, I'll pass. Does that mean you're socially awkward? Or does it mean you really don't want to party? You know, going to a club. Now, I could sometimes go out there and tear it up on the dance floor. But other times I'm like, I don't feel like dancing. And I don't want anybody videotaping me dancing, because I don't want to look like Elaine from Seinfeld. And so does that mean you're socially awkward because you don't want to dance when you went to a dance club? You know, a lot of us will hang out with friends. A lot of us will meet new people. But if you don't like that new person, if you're picking up that person you know, has maybe an evil streak or, you know, is only being nice to you because they want to hit on your date, yeah, it's going to be flipping awkward. So, yes, socially awkward is a diagnostic symptom of Asperger's. But if everybody is sitting around in a circle going, oh, my gosh, isn't Biden the best president ever? And you want to be like, well, I just don't know if I necessarily agree with that. You know, that might be socially awkward because everybody's like, well, just agree with everything and just look happy and don't cause chaos. But to somebody with Asperger's, they're like, well, if I don't like Biden or I don't like Trump, or I'm going to say it. If I don't think your dress looks good, I'm going to say it. You know, do I look fat in this dress? Somebody with Asperger's could say yes. Oh, my gosh, you're socially awkward. There's something wrong with you. Why would you tell a woman she looks fat in a dress? Because it's true? I'm trying to help the person out. You know, and you almost start to wonder if people with Asperger's might actually be what this society needs. Because I have seen a lot of people wearing things they probably shouldn't wear because nobody's telling them that we could see their butt. Okay? They might have difficulty understanding jokes or sarcasm. I have learned to laugh at anybody's joke. Yeah, socially, I notice people like it. So they'll tell a joke. I'm like, ha, 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 that was funny. Ha, ha, that's funny. I might even spit when I laugh. That was a good one. Funny. Did I think it was funny? No. Yet I won't be diagnosed with Asperger's because somebody told a joke, you laugh at it. Whereas somebody with Asperger's could be like, I don't get it. That wasn't funny. Why do they have the disorder when the person who fake laughed doesn't? If the joke wasn't funny, the joke wasn't funny. How many times have your friends told a joke that wasn't funny? But you don't want to hurt them. So they're like, ha, 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 that was funny. It wasn't funny. Got to get that fake laugh. Challenges making or keeping friends. You're not going to keep friends if you tell them they look fat in a dress, that they smell, that they forgot to put deodorant on, that their jokes aren't funny. But you know what? If your friendship is based on lies and you not being able to be truthful, maybe that's not a true friendship. Now, some people with severe Asperger's or autism, they don't like to connect with people. Okay, then they might have fewer friends. But somebody making, you know, decisions about lying or not, you know, and trying to appease somebody, yeah, they might have issues keeping friends. Sensory issues. Some people with Asperger's, they don't like certain sounds. They don't do well with certain lights. That's why you'll notice with autistic kids, they'll cover their ears, and maybe it's because they pick up on a lot of other things that we don't. I always look at people with autism as, I don't know if you saw the newer Spider-Man, or the newer Superman, where Superman as a kid was in a closet, and he couldn't get rid of all the other voices and sounds because he could see and pick up everything. I think people with autism pick up on what we don't. We're more obtuse. And so, yeah, it's overwhelming. And we try to dumb them down to be with us, but maybe what we need to do is talk to Asperger and autistic people and go, what are you seeing? Maybe, you know, an autistic kid is noticing the ants on the ground, whereas we don't. Is that a bad thing? So sometimes, you know, sensory issues, they might avoid eye contact because they'd rather look at the ants on the ground than mommy going goo goo gaga. That could be a sign. They might have repetitive behaviors. They might have difficulty with change. How many of us have difficulty with change? So it's interesting. Asperger's, again, it's a part of a long range of autism. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot more people have it. But is it always a bad thing? I don't think so. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Two border state congressmen from different sides of the aisle asking Congress for more funds for first responders. Arizona Democrat Ruben Gallego and Texas Republican Michael McCaul sending a joint letter to the chair of the House Appropriations Committee. That letter outlining the burden being taken on by local police and firefighters. More American citizens leaving the conflict-ridden Gaza region. According to National Security Council Representative John Kirby, 74 Americans crossed the Gaza Strip into Egypt today. On Thursday, the House approved an aid package to Israel, marking the first significant test of Representative Mike Johnson's speakership. Former President Trump's son Eric testifying in the civil trial against the Trump Organization. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So, ivermectin. We're still talking about ivermectin. I don't mind that we're talking about ivermectin. I have seen data on both sides about when it comes to ivermectin. And so when you hear that people are talking about misinformation, I always ask, misinformation that it works or that it doesn't work? And I have been doing literature searches. I have been looking at many of these clinical studies. And it's been mixed. I can't tell you to take ivermectin. I can't tell you it's worthless, because of the studies I've seen. So, I think any sort of public official response when it comes to ivermectin should be the studies are mixed. Now, instead, they're saying the studies say it's worthless. And you have to be very careful with that type of verbiage, because if other people are reading the same clinical studies and looking at the same data coming from, you know, medical providers and institutions that are studying it, they're going to think the public health officials are just trying to push a narrative. So when you're in the sciences, you have to be extremely careful with the way you talk. We learned in science that nothing is absolute. Things can always change. The climate. There's no constant climate. It always changes. So saying there's climate change is kind of a double, it's redundant. Climate changes. Dr. Dahlia, what's the climate of the room? You know, do you think they want jokes or do they think they want serious? And I'm like, I'm picking up on a pretty funny climate. Climate means things change. That's okay. Climates change. You might have trends. So where did all this ivermectin stuff start? So when COVID first hit, people were scared to death. And a physician, it's been taken down, the picture, and it's a shame that this website was taken down. But there was a physician, Dr. Paul Marek, from Eastern Virginia Medical School, developed a protocol, and it included ivermectin. Now, that has been taken down, but it was still available for a good year or two. I think he had zinc in it, possible Zithromax, possible steroids. And I credit him because we didn't know what to do in early 2020. So Eastern Virginia Medical School, Dr. Paul Marek, came up with a protocol. And I heard a lot of doctors used it. And yep, ivermectin was a part of it. Brazil, Latin America, Caribbean, multiple countries used ivermectin. Now, as I said, multiple studies have had mixed results. Malaysian researchers, this was back in February of 2022, looked at 490 patients, mean age 62.5 years old with mild to moderate COVID in 20 public hospitals, found ivermectin did not minimize the progression to severe disease. They do not support the use of ivermectin. But other studies have found a role. The previous summer in 2021, a study in the American Journal of Therapeutics found ivermectin to have potential significant impact. Study authors said moderate certainty evidence finds that large reductions in COVID-19 deaths are possible using ivermectin. They said using ivermectin early in the clinical course may reduce numbers progressing to severe disease. The apparent safety and low cost suggest that ivermectin is likely to have a significant impact on the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic globally. Another study found ivermectin efficacious in limiting disease, but only in mild illness. Researchers from Dhaka Medical College found a 5-day course of ivermectin in 72 hospitalized patients to clear the virus with, I think, doxycycline and without, found safety and efficacy with the use of COVID. Researchers from the College of Medicine, University of Baghdad, conducted a study with 87 patients. And they said if you add ivermectin to hydroxychloroquine and Zithromax, Z-Pak, again, controversial, right? But they found it increased the combo's efficacy, shortened hospital stay. Now, the NIH in February 2021 said there was insufficient evidence. They said there was insufficient evidence to recommend it for COVID, but to also recommend against it. They said results from adequately powered, well-designed, and well-conducted clinical trials are needed to provide more specific evidence-based guidance on the role of ivermectin. So the NIH said it was inconclusive. The World Health Organization said it was inconclusive. World Health Organization said current evidence on the use of ivermectin to treat COVID patients is inconclusive. Until more data is available, they recommend that the drug only be used within clinical trials. I am okay with those statements. Saying we can't say for, we can't say against, we're still trying to figure it out, is okay. But in America, it was hell to the no. Don't even talk about it. FDA said, nope, guys, we can't approve it. And I get that. I get why the FDA said that. Until there's resounding studies that they could use to protect them liability-wise, I understand why FDA is saying, look, guys, we can't say use ivermectin for COVID. Especially now that we have COVID medications like Paxlovid. But there have been multiple studies looking at how it could eliminate, or I should say not eliminate, but prevent replication of the virus. Prevent it from what they think is it blocks the COVID viral proteins from taking over a cell's nucleus and DNA. That's where they think the mechanism of action is. So here we are. Still fighting COVID. There are headlines saying that some people still believe ivermectin works and it's misinformation. Well, if they're reading some of these clinical studies, you know, look, all the power to you for looking at what's been done in other countries. If America's not looking at it, but how I've always felt with ivermectin, everybody, is if the mechanism of action is preventing viral proteins from taking over the cell's nucleus and DNA, then I don't see it helping in the hospital setting. That's more of a pre-you getting sick with severe COVID. Same thing with hydroxychloroquine. I think hydroxychloroquine changes the acidification of the endosome of your cell engulfing the virus to allow it to come in. Once you're sick and in the hospital, you're already in cytokine storm, or you're already having the immune reaction and the inflammation from the virus. If ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine are going to play any role, it would have to be in the prevention or the post-exposure. But at this point, now we have vaccines, we have other medications. But I really think that we need to stop, as medical professionals, saying ivermectin is worthless. That's, I think, a very careless statement in science, especially when you've had other countries saying, hey, guys, it works. According to our studies, it works. We've been saving lives with it. So I like the idea of saying it's inconclusive. And based on the mechanism of action, we're not surprised that it might not help severe COVID. You know, it might help earlier stage. We should still study that, you know, but consider other means to prevent COVID. That's kind of what we're dealing with. It's all about narratives and, you know, making something sound like you're, you know, crazy if you bring it up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, if you're like me, you've been a patient, or you're a current patient. We all become patients. Not a very easy thing to manage, but we're going to take care of our teeth. We're going to take care of our cars. We're going to take care of our landscaping. Fix the shed. We might as well spend some time fixing our bodies. And a lot of you get depressed or anxious thinking that you're a patient. We've somehow made that word synonymous with you being weak, ill, needing sympathy. No. It doesn't have to be that way. But when people go, excuse me, are you the patient or the doctor? I'm the patient today. I'm the patient. Oh, but that's okay. Of course I'm a patient. Today I'm a patient. Tomorrow I'm the doctor. No big deal. So what? I'm the patient. It's okay to be a patient. Maybe we need to come up with a new name. We're changing everything else. But patient seems to draw certain feelings. And a patient means you are somebody that needs to be taken care of. People don't like that. I'm okay. If you want to change a term, I don't care if they're changing everything else. I mean, but what I don't like when I'm a patient is not the sympathy. It's not the, oh, we need to take care of you. It's the lack of organization of some of these other doctor's offices. I can't stand being a patient. Not because I need to get an injection or get my blood drawn or get a pap smear or a mammogram. Not because of that. But because you don't have control. So, being a physician, if a patient needed a test, I would order the test. I would give it to them in their hand. It wasn't this, I'll have somebody send it by computer. I'm like, it's going to be in your hand. This way you could show it to somebody. It is in your possession. You could wield it. You could even throw it out. But you have it. Well, once things went all electronic, patients tell me they haven't gotten their mammogram, they haven't gotten their test because the doctor never sent it in. And when they want to go and do the test, nobody will even talk to them. You could get your own hamburger. You could buy your own beer. You could order your own cell phone service, but you can't order your own mammogram. Even if a doctor ordered it. Because something happened at that office where it didn't get sent through. And I'm telling you right now, I mean, as a doctor, I've had that too. I love the doctors I work with. I love the staff I've worked with. But have, you know, some of them screwed up? Absolutely. Have I ever cried in frustration? Oh, absolutely. So for those of you frustrated with the medical office you're going to, or the staff, or things not being done right, that's valid. It's justified. I'm a doctor and I see it. I tried not to have that at my office. You did the best you could. If an insurance company would not authorize a test, we let the patient know as soon as possible. Did we call everybody within an hour? No. That's why I always made sure, look, just in case my staff isn't able to call you back, and some of them weren't doing their job, but just in case, follow up with me. This way, I can be personally responsible and tell you exactly what's going on. And thank God we pretty much had things down until Obamacare killed the idea of any sort of ability to have a neighborhood practice that was non-corporate. And when I was offered a teaching position, I took it. But the problem still remains. There are people that need to know their lab results. There are people that need to know their test. There are people that need to get a test. There are people that need a prescription. And they're getting blank walls. They're getting loops. They're leaving messages. And it's a mess. And there is a call, and there is a huge effort by the patient sector to get all the middlemen out and let them have access to their medication, to their mammogram orders. Should we do that? If a person wants to get a mammogram, should they be able to just go up and get one? Well, that question can only be answered by the lawyers. The lawyers need to be able to, and I'm not saying this of all lawyers, but the reason why you need a doctor somehow involved and glued to that mammogram order or that CAT scan order is if anything is wrong or anything doesn't get followed up on, you have somebody's head. And I don't think the patients necessarily want that. Now, radiologists might need somebody on the other end. The radiologist is performing the test. They're giving their recommendations. But then who's going to make sure those recommendations are done? Who's going to interpret that for the patient? Who's going to make sure the patient moves forward for the biopsy? I do predict that eventually patients are going to say, let me just do my own tests. I will wander the medical world by myself, and I'll probably get things done better than waiting for staff or waiting for my doctor to finally look at my chart. I predict that's the way medicine's going to go. But then malpractice lawyers are not going to have, you know, a lot of work to do because they won't be able to sue a doctor if a test wasn't followed up on. Now, what do the doctors think? Would doctors like patients to do their own things, do their own tests? Now, some of you are probably thinking, no, because doctors make money if they order the test. They did. They used to make money. Now, with Obamacare, no. Oh, they don't. So how you would make money is somebody would come to you for a physical. And then you would say, okay, well, we're going to order this. This is that you didn't get money on the individual tests. But somebody came in for a physical. They would come in to follow up. You would be managing them. A lot of times you did that part for free. But the patient had to come to see you. If a patient doesn't have to come to see a doctor and they could do all their own medical care themselves, then that doctor may lose that one visit. Now, being that the average, you know, insurance only paid 2 out of every 5 claims, and physicals at one time wasn't covered. Now with Obamacare, they are, but they're only covered minimally. You might have doctors saying, fine, I'm overwhelmed. I'm not making money on this anyway. Go ahead. Do your own thing. So it could be an absolute mess. The olden days of, look, I think something's wrong or I need to be screened. I don't know what I need. And the medical provider says, you need this, 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 and this, is going to be taken over by AI. And somebody will go on the computer and say, I am a 45-year-old woman. What do I need? And the computer will say, first of all, Dr. Dahlia, you're lying. You're not 45. Yeah, see, you guys picked up on that, huh? Hopefully the computer will say, ah, okay, you're 45. We're going to recommend this, 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 and this. Lipid panel, blood sugar panel, et cetera, based on your history. You haven't had a pap smear, we're going to recommend this. Now, you have to obviously see a medical professional for that. But the AI will say, if you're due for a mammogram, here we are. We're going to send you for a mammogram. So for many of you who feel like you're not being represented and you're not getting what needs to get done and you're being told to wait 3-4 months and don't want to wait 3-4 months, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if later the industry changes so you can do things more quickly. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.